All right. Shekol Havarim Vitel Madim Be'ivrit. This is Pastor Sandy, and we are about to start an extended class because you guys should be on your finals. For those of you who have stuck it out and you really want to finish and get your degree, it is an Associate of Art degree in Hebrew Biblical Theology. Even our guy Connor, he's already used this degree to get a job. So I'm like, wow, okay, that's really cool, Connor. So we are winding up this class, and we're trying to get our graduations out. And then, you know, some of the people have said, well, we know we're going to be sad because every Thursday, you know, we look forward to the class. But we will have some extended classes because, you know, you don't really know everything. Basically, it takes a whole year to kind of get saturated in Hebrew so you can start thinking like God, so you can start studying like God and start, you know, seeing the numbers and seeing the letters and seeing the patterns that God wants you to see when you're studying the scriptures, you know. And so I will do some extended classes so that we can, I went through the letters last week, but that was such a basic explanation of each letter because each letter has very deep-rooted meanings inside of the whole gamut of salvation and God's plan. So today we're going to go over some things that God has shown me. And I think you'll be quite surprised that, you know, He's always talking to us through His word and through Hebrew because God wants us to always know, look, I have one plan. It is still the plan. It is ingrained inside of all of my words and my letters, okay? Because remember, the volume of the scripture, the word volume means the extreme of everything, okay? So it's like someone said, you know, hey, I'd like to learn about the human body. And someone said, well, it's there's two arms and there's two legs and then there's a head. Most of them have two eyes and a nose and a mouth and two ears. And when, you know, and one head. And he's like, wow. He said, do you feel like you've learned enough? And the guy goes, yeah, that suffices. And then he walks out. Well, does he know anything about the human body? Oh, inside that head is a thing called a brain. And then let me tell you about how it operates, and you know, and then let me tell you about the DNA inside of, and the blood and how it transfers and all of this and the proteins. And, you know, you could talk about the human body forever. And by the time you really finish, you'll go, okay, it's just a very complex thing. And that is how the Word of God is. Like, we could really go into the Word of God and the letters, because I think you can get into the Word of God on the surface, but you can't get under the skin of it until you start really looking at prophecy, the Hebrew letters, the numerical gematria of the letters, and then you can start filtering out, wow, God has extremely laid out His plan and everything for us in the scriptures, okay? So I want us to go a little bit further today, and we're going to talk about 6,000, the letter Vav, and what it means in the Hebrew language, and I want to clear up something that I showed you last night, because I want you to be excited about the rapture. Some young lady, you know, said, "Oh, there's no rapture on the thing," and I was like, "Oh my goodness, do they still exist?" And so we're going to get into that. But before we begin, are we getting people logged in there, Pastor Ben?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you guys have any questions during the thing, please let me know, and Pastor Ben will pass them on to me. But I did really want you to understand what I'm saying today so that you understand the salvation plan. So let's say the Shema prayer, and then let's get into this, okay? Sma Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Vehevata et Adonai Elocha, Vekov levavaka, uvko nefishka, uvko mechodeka. Vehayu hadevarim ha'eli asher anoki mishfacha hayom al levavaka. Veshanatam levenecha. Vederbarta bam beshiftecha bevetecha uvletecha vederek. Ushachbecha ukumeka. Ushatam laot al yadecha vechayu letutafot bainainecha uftaftam mezuzot betecha uvisharecha. And of course it reads, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is the Chad, a unity of one. Okay? Then you will learn to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Let these words which I command you today be upon your heart. Repeat them to your children. Speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk on the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your arm, and let them be for a frontlet between your eyes. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. All right. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Tefillim, and let's get started into this study today. Okay, now if you were with me last night, I'm going to take off the tallit. I don't know why tallits are so hot. They're like warm. Somebody should use them as winter jackets, because you can put this thing on and you just get warm and snuggly. I'm going to try it. All right. Now, what we are going to be learning today. First of all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to clear up last night's Bible study for some of you who missed an incredible prophecy. Mm-hmm. And I was excited, but I didn't have a bunch of time to really get into it so that you could really understand it. Okay, so let's look at the board. And here we have the prophecy of the 490 years. It started with Nehemiah, and he goes to the king and he says, hey, you know, the city is broken down. I'm looking sad because my city is broken down. The walls are broken down. And the king makes a decree that he can go back and rebuild Jerusalem. Okay? So in Daniel, it says, from the issuing of this decree to rebuild Jerusalem to the Mashiach in 32 AD, and somebody will go, well, from here to there is 477 years. No, this is Nisan, that's the beginning of a new year. So you can really only count 476 years. You understand? So it's 476 years. And remember, this prophecy is done when years are 360 days, not 365. So if you do these 376 years with 360 days, you'll find that it's exactly 483 years. Okay, but let's move on. Okay, so from here to Yeshua and his death on the cross here is 483 years. The prophecy was for 490 years. Okay? So Israel is missing 7 years of their history that was promised to them to Daniel by God, that it would be 490 years. But now once you get to the four, Jesus says something now. He said, now is this hidden from your eyes. And what happens now is that this 70 years is placed aside and said, I'll get back to dealing with you. I'm going to the Gentiles now. So for 2,000 years, Christ has been dealing with what? The Gentiles. Okay. Now, as he's dealing with the Gentiles, okay, in 70 AD, the temple gets destroyed and the walls are broken down and the temple gets demolished. I mean, every stone is turned over because that's what Christ said. But the completion of the wall was not completely destroyed. Okay. Well, we know that this 483 years was prophesied to the day, and we can look at in Sir Anderson's book, and Sir Robert Anderson, and it says now you have once again, there was a decree to rebuild the walls. Did you realize that? There was a king named Suleiman. He called himself the Magnificent. And he said, I want you to go and rebuild the walls that have been torn down, okay? And they weren't completely torn down. Some of the ancient ruins were still sitting there. But King Solomon the Magnificent said, hey, I want these walls rebuilt, and I want them. So they rebuilt the walls, but not the temple. But he made this decree in 1535. Now, the end of this decree is the year 2018, which, of course, we're still in if you're on God's calendar, and you're in 2019 if you're on the Pope's calendar or the Catholic calendar. Okay, so you're in. So in, from here to here is exactly 483 years. So what are we still looking for? The 7 years missing. But it's amazing that you had two decrees concerning rebuilding, and they both are ending in the same year, 2018, and they're both ending in 483 years. Now, so when the rapture happens, then the 7 years will sit. Now, the end of the 7 years is significant because of Christ, because of the 6,000 years are over. Remember, last year, the 6,000 years were finished, okay? I was telling Pastor Ben before we went on today, I was watching a movie called Red Tent. I don't know if you should watch it or not. I'm married. I can watch it. There's some love scenes, but there's no nudity or nothing like that. But, you know, if you're single, I wouldn't suggest watching it because, you know, you just sit there going, oh, my God, because, you know, they have he's getting married twice, you know. So he has but he had agreed to work a full week's work, 7 years, for his bride, right? When the end of the 6 year was up, they celebrated, okay? She was so happy that her husband's work week was over. They celebrated, but they didn't get married right away. What they did is they started preparing the food, and they started getting the wedding ready, because they knew that his work week was over and it was time now for the wedding to happen. So they started preparing, but they didn't get married the very day that he finished. So the 6,000 years is over with. The wedding is being prepared. And now what God wanted us to do was to celebrate your husband's work week is over. Okay? It's the whole purpose of God showing me the 144,000 is the equivalent of 144 or 144 because it ends a work week. Okay? So Moses... The Hebrews ended up, after Joseph died, spending 144 years at work. But when their work week was over, the Mashiach came, Yeshua, or Moshe, which also means salvation, okay? And he rescues them at the end of the 144. Well, the end of our 144,000 is up, and now we're looking for this marriage. And I thought that prophecy with Suleiman ending in 2018 was like God going, one more time, I'm going to show you that it is time for me to take my bride out of the world. Okay? So, many beautiful things that the Lord has shown me, and I just wanted to make sure that you understood that particular thing. Okay? I'm going to move. I'm not going to move it, but I got to put up another one. So give me just one more break, and I'm going to do this. Okay. Okay. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm going to erase this. You really don't need this anymore. You should be like, I get it now. Okay, here we go. Now,
put your mic back on.
As we were talking last week, and I was explaining to you the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, I explained to you that the letter Vav is the letter of completion, and it means complete salvation, okay? The letter Vav in the Hebrew alphabet is a letter that means to connect, okay? It's like a hook, but not like a hook of fishing, but it can be. But it's a hook, it's something that connects, okay? So it's also used in Hebrew for and. So every time you say and this, you're connecting that to that, right? So the letter Vav is always used as a connector, okay? Now, God gave us his plan. Before everything began, God gave us his plan, okay? I'm going to show you a couple of ways which God has shown us that, okay, here's my plan, okay? Now, let's leave the word Vav. Now, this word Vav in the ancient means a nail, okay? So the Vav is also means a nail, okay? Now, if I take this nail and I put a hand on this side, what's the letter for hand? Yod. And I put a yod on this side, what do I have? I have a Vav in the middle, which is a nail, and I have a hand over here and a hand over here. And then what's the numerical value? It's 10, 6, and another 10, which equals what? 26. So now if I say Yahweh, with that Vav, now I have what? A 5 here, a 6 here, another 5 here, and I got a 10 here. So what do I have? 26. But what's up with this Vav and this? That's really just the letter that begins every name of God, where you call him El Elyon. It's a Vav with a Yod and another Yod, which is Aleph. Okay? So the Aleph is Yahweh, and the Aleph is representing God. But what is the Aleph trying to tell us? That the hands of God will be pierced by a nail, and through this is what you're going to get your salvation. Okay? So God, in writing his letters, the DNA of his letters is telling you, this is my salvation plan. Okay? I am going to be the Vav. I'm going to be the Vav to the whole world. I am going to be the connector to the whole world. Okay? Because the hand of God, by his spirit, hey, is going to connect us by giving us what? His spirit. You see? So everything about the salvation plan is in the name of God. Okay? Now, what I wanted to show you as well is that this Vav is the number what? 6, which means completion. Okay? Now, if you can bring the camera over here and look at this sentence here, Pastor Ben.
I can see it clear.
You can see it clear? Good. Okay, now, we've all know this because you're great Hebrew students. You got Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim va'et ha'aretz, okay? And we all know this. It has 6 olives in it. That's a 1 in Hebrew. That's a 1. 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 That's 6. But now we all also know that, how do you say 1,000 in Hebrew? Aleph, 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 and that's 6 Alephs. And then, of course, you have in Revelation 20, verse 1 through 7, you have also 6,000s, okay? So God is like, okay, I'm doing some things with my word because I'm trying to let you know when the work week is going to be over. And when is it going to be over with? In 2017. What are we going to do when the work week is over? We're going to start celebrating because our husband's work week is over. Okay, so we can now look forward to our marriage, right? Now, the other thing we know is that we have four, we have seven words in the first verse, okay? Seven is beautiful, right? That's God's number, right? So you got seven words, Bereshit, Bara, Elohim, Et. Who is Et? Who? The Et is first the door, because the delete is the door. So we know that this fourth letter represents who? Jesus, Yeshua. And he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, or since he's Hebrew, he's the Aleph and the Tav. So we know that the four is Yeshua. What year did Yeshua enter into the world and be crucified? What the 4,000th year, okay? So in the 4,000th year, he was crucified. He arrived 17 years before that. Well, that 3,983 years was his, 83 years was his birth, okay? So now he's born here, but when he's 30, at the age of 32, Yeshua dies on the cross, okay? Now,
32 or 33?
It's 32. So at the age of 32, he dies on the cross, okay? And then once he dies on the cross, salvation now is going to be going out to all men, because he doesn't die on this day, because when he turns 17 years old, it now becomes the 4,000th year, okay? Then he dies. So he dies in the 4,000th year, the Aleph and the Tav, who is Yeshua, our God, right? Now, once he leaves, what does the fifth letter of the Hebrew of the Hebrew is? Hey, which is what? The Spirit of God. So Yeshua leaves, and who shows up? The Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God, okay? Or Ruach Kodesh. Some people have problems with that. I have no problems with. Ruach HaKodesh shows up in the world, right? And so here you have the Holy Spirit is in the world now. Now, you have a hay in this Hashamayim, the heavens, but now you get here, and guess who shows up again with salvation? What does six mean? That's salvation. The Vav is salvation. And who is the Aleph and the Tav? Salvation. So when does he show up again? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. In the 6,000th year, Va'et shows up again. But this time with what? Salvation. Then here, where is salvation? Where is Yeshua going to be living? Haaretz. He will be living and reigning and ruling where? On the earth in the seventh. Okay? So here's the gospel, the whole gospel plan. Bereshit bara Elohim et Hashamayim va'et Haaretz. Now, 1,000 years will go by, 2,000 years will go by, 3,000 years will go by. In the 4,000th year, the Aleph and the Tav, the Delete, the door to salvation will show up in the world. Once he shows up, he will be here, and he will, and when he shows up, we have an Aleph in his name, so we know that he is going to do what? He's going to receive the nail in his hands, okay? And what is Tet? What is the original word, letter for Tet? Do you know Tet used to be written like this, as a cross? So how is he going to do this? On the cross. So Aleph and the Tav is really his actions that he's going to do on the cross, okay? So in the original Hebrew, the pictogram is written, Tet is written as a cross. So Yahweh on the cross in the 4,000th year is going to bring us salvation. How? Through his hands and nails, right? Now, he goes back to heaven. He comes. Now God sends the Holy Spirit, and he stays away, and we don't see the Aleph and the Tav again. But when he shows up next time, what does he have with him? Salvation, okay, is with him. And now He shows up again at the 6,000th year, and then here in the 7,000th, he's Haaretz, which means now he's on the earth. The gospel, okay? How important is this Vav in Scripture? How important is it? Because this Vav, I need you to know, in the Bible, there are six different names for man in Hebrew: Adam, Ish, Enosh, Gever, and then there's two in the Greek, which is Anthropos and Aner. So you have six words in the whole entire Bible that are used to describe man. Okay, so when you read in Revelation chapter 13, and it is the number of man. Okay. It is six, okay? 666 is the number of man, and it is that name was given or allowed to be taken by Satan because of the evil that he did on the third day, and that is documented at 666. So, understanding his word is incredible. I'm going to tell you something. In Scripture, as you're reading Scripture, you will read some words that will have a vav in it, but then you'll read that same word again and it won't have a vav in it. And it usually means God took the letter vav out because he's trying to tell you something, okay? So I'm going to read... Genesis chapter 2. Okay. And in Genesis chapter 2, let's see which verse I'm going to read here. Okay. It says in verse 1, we'll start in verse 1. And it says, and the heavens and the earth were finished in all the array. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had been doing. And he ceased on the seventh day from all of his work that he had done. And God blessed the seventh day and called it holy. Okay? Because on it, God ceased from all of his work of creation that he had done. It says, such is the story of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Let me see now. Wow. Hatiladim. Okay. When the shrubs of the earth and the fields and the da, 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 da. And wow, look at that. Telmadim. Okay, these Ele Telmadim. Beha'aretz. Let's see, I'm gonna read it in verse 2. Wow, that is amazing. Eli Telmadim, I wanted to show that God, well, the way he spelled Telmadim, okay, in 2:4, let's see, oh, okay, it's in 2:4. And it says, wow, let me go to this. Now watch this, see, this is why I don't bother with a lot of 2:4. It says, these are the generations of the heaven and the earth when they were created in the day that God made the heavens and the earth, right? So God, in chapter 2, verse 4, he said, these are the Telemadim, and then in the English translation in this particular Bible, what it does is it leaves out the word Telemadim. Well, if you leave out the word Telemadim in English, you miss something that God is trying to prophesy to you, okay? Because in the Hebrew, in verse 2:4, I'm going to read it here. Verse 2, Ele telmadot, right? Ele telmadot hashamayim vaha'aretz behar barayim, which means the day that he created, when he created all these things, okay? Now, understand this. When you write the word Telmadim, In Hebrew there, it has two vavs in it, okay? It has two vavs in it when you write the word telmadim. Okay, now, every time that you read the word generations in Hebrew after this time, because now the earth is complete, right? But what happened in chapter 3? Man sinned, okay? So man sins. So in the word telmadim, I'm going to write the word. I'm going to write the word so that you can see it. I'm going to write it so that you can see it. Where do I get all this stuff from? You know, that's the last night's stuff. Okay. Now, I'm going to write the word so you can see it. Watch this, okay? Here we go. I'm going to write this word. And here it is. Tel. Okay. And it's with a vav, tol. Toledot. These are the generations, the toledot. Okay? This word spells generations. These are the generations when God created. Look at that. You got salvation there, and you got salvation there, which means what? Man is connected to God. Okay? So now, after Genesis chapter 3, whenever you see this word generations, God does this. He removes it. Why would he remove it? Because man is in sin, right? And no matter what, now you think, okay, now he gives them the law. And when you see the word telemadot again, it still has the vav missing. Why would it still completely still have the vav missing? Okay, so now what we do is we'll go to Ruth chapter 4, verse 18. Let's go to Ruth chapter 4, verse 18. Because I'm going to, this is prevalent throughout the Hebrew scriptures. When you're studying in Hebrew, you will see God. If someone sins and they had a vav in their name, you know God will take the vav out until they repent. It is like a crazy letter to deal with in the Hebrew language. It's like, it's incredible. Okay, I'm finding roots here. Because okay. Okay. Now. Okay, right behind there. If I can get it.
Pastor Sandy, Pastor Quick wants to know what Hebrew Bible are you looking at?
That one right there, okay? This is one of the ones I study from, but the other ones I study from are even better than the other ones that I showed you. Okay, now, here we have, we're in the book of Ruth, okay?
Ruth 4:18.
Yes, 4:18. And watch this. It says, This then is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. So it's giving you all the 10 generations all the way to David, okay? Now, when it says, and these are the generations, because in Hebrew it will say, and these are the generations of the family of Perez, okay? So now you're going to see the 10 generations of the family of Perez. Perez is, how do I explain this to you and not make it too long? Perez is the first child born, is this child that is born to Joshua. But Joshua sinned because what Joshua did was he slept with this girl who was his daughter-in-law, who pretended to be a prostitute because he would not give her a husband, right? So she pretended to be a prostitute, and then she slept with him, and she got pregnant from him. So that from that time, you have 10 generations. The child born to him and her was Perez. From the time of Perez to the time of David is 10 generations. And the scripture says for 10 generations, no one can serve either the tribe of Judah that's in the tribe of Judah, because there's a curse on that tribe for 10 generations. And only until the 10th generation can a leader from the tribe of Judah enter back into leadership.
Not
okay?
Joshua, Judah.
Huh?
Not Joshua, Judah.
Judah, yes. Okay. Can enter back into the leadership. Okay. So that you get from here, you get, so Perez, their son, this illegitimate son, one, to Harzon, two, Ram, three, Amminadab, four, okay, Nishon, five, Solomon, six, Boaz, seven, Obed, eight, Jesse, nine, David, 10. So now God does this when he writes, these are the generations of Perez. He goes, let's put this back in. Why? Because you're about to meet David, a door that's going to be introduce you to the real door. That's David in Hebrew. And what does it mean? Now this door is going to connect you back to the real door. So now let's put the Vav back in Teledin. You understand? And when you're reading in Hebrew, you don't see all these things that Yeshua calls jots and tittles.
Right.
Okay? But he said every jot and tittle will be prophecy will come true before these scriptures are gone, right? So all of these things have to be fulfilled, and there are many jots and tittles within scripture that you have to look at when you're reading in Hebrew. Because if you see a jot and tittle when you're reading in Hebrew and you just pass by it, you're going to go, okay, what did I miss there?
Right.
Okay. I'll show you one jot and tittle that I forget what scripture it is in, but the scripture is talking about resurrection. Okay. And when the scribes write it, they have to write it the way God wrote it. They can't change it, right? So if they see something, like here's a nun, and it's upside down, and the other thing is upside down, like this. So at the end of the scripture, they write the nun, not backwards, they write it actually upside down. They write it like this. Upside down. So you go, oh, they made a mistake. Somebody wrote the letter upside down. No, God wrote it upside down. Because this letter represents life. And he's saying the Messiah is going to bring resurrection. So here, life is straight up. Okay, but then it's going to be turned upside down, meaning that life is going to be taken and then life is going to be restored. So the resurrection is written in that scripture. But in the jots and tittle, when I'm reading that scripture, I look at it and I go, oh, if I don't understand what that the jots and tittles mean something, I'll think, oh, God made a mistake. He put the nun upside down. And no, he's trying to tell you that this resurrection means that he's going to die, but then life is going to be restored. Okay. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to show you before I move on. Oh, Kadosh. Okay.
15 minutes.
All right. Now, watch this. You guys. Can I show that? Yes, I can show that. Now, watch this. Okay, let's go to Revelation. Because. What we're doing here is we want to show you how precise God is. God didn't have me discover 6,000-year count for no reason. There was so much to learn. And by me just saying, oh, it's going to happen in 2018, I would have just stuck with that and never learned anything about God. But by him saying, okay, yeah, you know that, but what you really need to know is the whole process of how I'm working here, okay?
Amen.
I think it's in Revelation where they say, and they the angels are standing before God, and they say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They say, holy, 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 right? Yes. They say, holy, holy, holy to God, right? Okay. And these angels are standing around the throne, and they say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Now watch this. This letter means holy. Okay? This letter means holy. That letter means holy. What's the numerical value of that letter? What's the numerical value of that letter? 100. 100. 100. 100. What's the numerical value of that letter? 300. What does this man stand for? El Shaddai, the mighty God. Okay? So when they say Kadosh, 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 is lining up with the numerical value of God. Because they're saying El Shaddai is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Why do they have to say it three times? Because if you say it twice, it doesn't equal out to who he is. And who is he? He's El Shaddai. Okay? He is. This is how they would write it back then. And then they would put a crown on the heads. Put a crown on it. They put a crown on it. Right? And the shin was written like that. What is the shin? It's a vav, which equals seven. So you got three sevens connected together. And those that is the 21st letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Okay? And it is what? It's 300. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Holy is El Shaddai. Okay?
Someone said if you turn it upside down, it's an inverted satanic step.
Well, God doesn't turn the shin upside down. Who would do that but Satan? I'm not going to turn it upside down. I'm going to leave it right side up because that's the way God wrote it. He created the letters. There's no commandment to say turn it upside down. So if you see somebody turn it upside down, you know they're from Satan because God doesn't turn that letter upside down. Unless God wanted to tell you something, okay? And I don't see any upside down. Okay, I had one other thing. Oh, now watch this. This is crazy. Because we all know this. We know this. That 707. This in Hebrew, 707 is mentioned, okay, in the book of Esther, okay? And that 707 with a, let's put a vav in front of that because it has a jot and tittle of a vav, so that's in that time, which will equal to the year 1947, right? Okay, so that'll equal to the year 1947 for us, right? But let's think about something, okay? So God says this, okay? Here we got Haman. Haman tries to kill all the Jews. He ends up dead himself. Once he dies, they asked Esther, hey, what do you want to do with Haman's 10 sons? She said, hang them on gallows. So they hang all 10 of Haman's sons on gallows, right? As God is writing the numbers in Hebrew, he chalks out, he does with jots and tittles, when jots and tittles, he makes this number in Hebrew stand out, 707, he makes it stand out, okay? And he makes this letter stand out so that you know that it's in this century, okay, and it's going to be at this time. Now, when did the trial happen where Haman died and his ten henchmen died? Was it in 1947? Actually, it was in 1946 for us, okay? So you go, oh, he missed the prophecy because he put 1947. Wait a minute. In the middle of 1946, what happens in September on Tishri? The year changes. Their year changes at our September. So for God, after September, it's going to be 1947. When did the trial happen? In October. So that means when God did this prophecy, not only did he know that they were going to die, that he knew that they were going to die after Rosh Hashanah, and the trial would be in October and not before in August or July, right? So God is being specific to show you, I'm in control of this whole thing. I'm the one who planned it. I'm the one who planned your salvation. I'm the one told you that the Aleph and Tav would come in the 4,000th year. And don't worry, after I send you the Spirit, I'm going to send you the Aleph and the Tav again with salvation. And in the 7,000th year, I'm going to be living on the earth, reigning for 1,000 years, right? Because we got another Aleph in there. Okay? So that is what the Lord is doing with Hebrew. Understand? I don't know who took those two pastors were that were condemning Pastor John Hagee for wearing a tallit while he was preaching. But man, I said, what a horrible thing to do, because you don't want to learn Hebrew, because you don't want to know God on a deeper level. Why do you want to hinder this man? Because he's trying to understand what the tallit means. How are there, he's trying to figure out, how are there 613 laws written inside of the tallit that is designed according to the numbers of God, you know? And so learning Hebrew just says this: I met somebody, I fell in love. What did you fall in love? Well, they were good looking and they had great conversation. Is that all you know about them? Okay. Now, once you start learning more and more about a person, you love them more. You learn what they're sensitive to, that they have different arts and things inside of them, that they're into art, they do music. You're learning all kinds of stuff. And so you want to learn as much as you can about the person that you're in love. Learning Hebrew says, I want to know you more, God. I want to know exactly how you did this, exactly how you created me, that you planned me before, that it's an integral plan. It's not a surfacey thing, okay? And so Hebrew draws you closer to the understanding of the God that we serve. Praise God. Okay, I didn't get to all of this that I wanted to get to today, but even in Jacob's name, they take out the Vav. And then in Elijah's name, they take out the Vav. And then you would want to know why, of course, Elijah's name would be taken out. And then Jacob's name would be taken in. And we'll talk about that some other time. But it tells a story, right? He's not just going to take the Vav out for no reason. He wants you to know why. Okay? So we'll talk about that next time. All right. Here we go. Let's say our prayers. And let's get out of here. And I hope you guys are finishing up your
1 week from today.
Your test. You got 1 week from today to finish them up. And I would look forward to seeing them, because we have a couple of people that have done very well, 92 and a 100, and or 110, because she got the letters right and all of the questions right. So, and all we have to do is then get your messages in. And Baya, you are a graduate of Rashan Messianic Bible College in the state of California, in the city of Long Beach, and you are able to say, hey, I have my AA degree in theology, in biblical theology, Hebrew biblical theology, which is a little higher. Praise God. All right, let's say this prayer and let's get out of here. Okay. Bless my people and say to them, Moses, when you see them, say to them these words: the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishvarecha. Yair Adonai panavilecha v'chuneka. Yasei Adonai panavilecha v'yasim l'kai shalom. All right, everyone. Leitriot, Bishop Haba, right? Get those tests in so we can get all these grades in and start the end and finishing out this course and getting this graduation ceremony on the way. God bless.